Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and I want to talk about being a bully. I've been bullying my clients a little bit this week, but it's all in the service of getting them through the hardest parts of the work. Because one of the things that I've seen, in fact, I've seen it often enough for it to be a sort of a bona fide pattern, is that people love the result of the work, particularly when I'm telling their story. They love the first part, which is really just a really relaxed chat, which is mostly about me. Yeah, I'm asking the odd question, but really about me listening. And we all love to be listened to, don't we? But there is that peak between those two things where the work gets hard and it also gets personal. I mean, when we see, you know, often when my clients see the first version, the first draft of the work, there is some reluctance sometimes to engage with it, because what it's doing is it's putting them in the spotlight. It's putting them centre stage. Now, we know that that's the... We might know sort of intellectually that that's the point of this work, but actually when we see it in black and white, particularly for clients of a certain age or clients in the UK, it can be quite sort of difficult, I think, but particularly because when we're telling a good story, we are telling a story that has some negatives in it, usually some mistakes, some vulnerability. And I was speaking to a client earlier on in the week, and essentially what I'd done is he'd wanted a piece written really about this business, this organisation that he's running, and what I'd done is I'd pushed him to the fore of that piece. Because, as I said before on this podcast, we struggle. Human beings struggle to relate to companies or entities or organisations. We want to make them personal. So the way that I'd done that is by using him, in a sense, and his story as an avatar for his organisation. And, you know, not surprisingly, this was his reluctance. He said, I don't want to look like I'm pushing myself forward. But that's not really how it works. And I think, you know, it's one of the funny things that I never expected, but I'm now never surprised by, is the need to kind of nudge people along, or, you know, pushing's too hard a word, but to help them move through this kind of middle piece of the work, where actually it can also be hard, because, you know, leaving aside any discomfort they might feel about being in the spotlight, sitting down and reviewing a piece of work is hard. And, you know, for the stuff like this, which is generally strategic, it's not something that's going to be implemented right now, today. You know, we can always find good excuses not to do things that are hard, can't we? There's always urgent stuff, maybe not important stuff, but urgent stuff that we need to do now. And it's an interesting aspect that I never expected, that I would have to sometimes be kind of a bully. But as I said to my daughter yesterday, I picked her up from college, and I think I said something particularly parenty yesterday. And I said to her, I'm going to, you know, I'm just getting this in now, because in 6 months' time when you're at university, you'll have to be your own parent. And she she gave me the look. Anyway, thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.